When Governor Phil Scott delivers his annual budget address this Thursday, officials at the Vermont State College System will be paying especially close attention. That's because the colleges are asking for their biggest funding increase in state history. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they say the future of higher education is at stake if they don't get it.
There's an old saying you've probably heard of about what to do when life gives you lemons. Well, Northern Vermont University President Elaine Collins has her own adage to describe the situation at her institution.
I'm saying that life is giving us chicken feathers. We're making chicken salad, but I don't know how long that you're really going to get an essence of chicken with chicken feathers.
The chicken feathers in this case are the state funds that flow to the four-campus Vermont State College system, or as Collins would argue, the lack of state funding. According to one organization that tracks higher education in the U.S., Vermont spends less per student on public college than any other state in the country. And Collins says it's a statistic elected officials here need to reckon with.
I don't think that we are doing a service to our citizens if we are not treating them the same way that other states are treating their citizens.
This is the case that Collins and other state college officials will make to lawmakers this year as they seek the single biggest funding increase in their long history. Vermont State College's system chancellor Jeb Spaulding has asked the governor and lawmakers for an increase of $25 million per year. That's nearly double what the state contributes now.
Make no mistake about it. If the state refuses to invest in its public education system for the post-secondary years, they are making a decision that they are okay with Vermonters not accessing a high-quality post-secondary education system at an affordable cost.
Financial conditions are already beginning to change the landscape in the state college system. Over the past 5 years, the schools have dropped a combined 200 staffers from their payrolls. Spaulding says the $25 million increase would put Vermont on par with funding levels for state colleges in other New England states. But not everyone is convinced that more money will alleviate the financial stress.
It's very easy to resort to the longstanding low percentage support that the state colleges receive from the taxpayer. That does not address the issue of the number of students in our state college system.
That's Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash. And Ash says it's the declining number of students at Vermont high schools that's really at the heart of the state college's funding woes. Vermonters make up about 80% of the students in the state college system, and enrollment at those colleges last year was down by more than 10% from its peak in 2010.
I am skeptical that money solves the enrollment challenge. Money does not produce new high school students in Vermont.
More money might not magically create new Vermont high school students, but Spaulding says it can create more Vermont college students. That's because Vermont has the lowest college continuation rates in New England. 40% of high school graduates in Vermont don't pursue any kind of higher education. And Spaulding says low state support for public colleges has a lot to do with that.
And that translates into the highest tuition in the country. And we're seeing that that's making it unaffordable for Vermonters to go on to post-secondary education at a time when it's more critical than ever.
Increased state funding, and Spaulding says colleges will be able to lower tuition rates. Lower tuition rates, and Spaulding says more students will be able to afford a college education. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.